magical circle meets tonight. In an upstairs aspidistra room that's lit by candlelight, where Elizabeth Jones and Lily O'Grady and three or four more married ladies practice every week unspeakable pagan rites. Each with her Sunday coat and her flower pot hat, respectable middle-aged ladies running to fat at that. There's Elizabeth Jones, Lily O'Grady, and three or four more married ladies, each with a Woolworth's broomstick and a tabby cat. But they don't waste time with a Ouija board or a seance now and again. No, none of their wittering, twittering, petty poltergeists for them. Elizabeth Jones and Lily O'Grady and three or four more married ladies prefer to be tickled by the blistery chins of boogeymen. Husbands potter at snooker around the club, unaware of the devilish jiggery poke, rub-a-dub-dub, while Elizabeth Jones and Lily O'Grady and three or four married ladies are frantically dancing naked for Beelzebub. And after the witch's picnic and the devil's grog, after their frantic dancing, their hysterical leapfrog, Elizabeth Jones, Lily O'Grady, and three or four more married ladies go back home for cocoa and the Late Late Show. So be careful how you go on a Saturday night. If you see a little old lady passing by, if anyone might be Elizabeth Jones and Lily O'Grady or one of those satanical ladies, their eyes are wild and bright, the cheekbones all alight, don't go where they invite. No, the Casper ladies' magical circle meets tonight.
And that's by Jake Thackeray, legendary unknown English songwriter, as far as Americans are concerned.
Well, he's very well known in Europe, quite popular, and very hard to see on the rare occasions when he condescends to perform for anyone. But his first two albums, I think, were called Jake's Progress and The Last Will and Testament of Jake Thackeray on Philips Records. But they're impossible to find in America. You have to get them from Canada.